it's harder. So we kind of gave up on that. We decided it's cheaper just to buy a bottle of white wine than it is bread. we own our own equipment. So we converted a third of our garage into a wine cellar.
Wow.
So we have the oak barrels in our wine cellar. We also store our cases of wine that we've already bottled in the cellar. And then around the house, the property, we have a crusher destemmer. So it's a kind of a machine you dump your grapes in, and it separates the stems, it blows those out, and it crushes the grapes. We have large white bins where we put the wine in to get fermented. We own a ratchet press, so we don't stomp the grapes. This ratchet press comes down and squeezes the juice out of the grapes.
And this is all at your house?
This is all in our driveway.
In your driveway?
Yep. Yep. It's
you have
quite
a driveway?
Well, it's all in different steps. So, you know, the first step is you pick up your grapes and then you crush them and then they ferment for about a week or two. And then you press the grapes and then we put them in stainless steel tanks so that any sediment that might still be in the juice drops out. Then we eventually drain it out of the stainless steel tank and into an oak barrel.
Wow.
So you can see, we need a lot of hands to help. It isn't something two people can do.
Are you recruiting?
Come by, we'll let you know.
Fedora version of
okay. So we get our grapes in the fall. So we touch base with farmers and we say, yeah, we're interested in buying 1,000 pounds. And then it's kind of wait and see. It's kind of like having a baby. You know, when it's time, you get a call that says, okay, the grapes are at, you know, whatever you want. Usually we want our grapes to come in at 25 bricks. That's the measurement of the sugar in the grapes. And so 25 bricks would be like an alcohol level of maybe 13, is that right?
14.
13, 14. Yeah. We do this every year. So once a year we start the whole process. Once we actually bottle the wine, then we try to let it sit in the bottles for at least 2 to 3 years. We do have one wine today that we're pouring that is brand new, but we're going to be entering that in the California State Fair by the end of the month. Anyway,
wow.
Did I forget anything?
No, I think you got it.
So Don's going to talk a little bit about the actual process and then talk about testing and the competitions that we enter.
So, so I'm not going to get into, you know, how to actually make wine. That would be a conversation in itself. And so just kind of skipping through. So when it comes to making wine, it's like both art and a science. It's art in the sense that you have your preferences. So some people like, if it's a white wine, they like something that's really oaky. Other people don't care much for oak. Some people may want something that's more intense. Somebody may want something that's a little bit lighter, you know. So over the years, when we first started, we started with somebody else about 25 years or 28 years ago. And over the years, we said, you know what, we have our own style of, you know, we don't like how this person does it. It's just like over the top and it's not really, the clarity's not there. So we had our own cellar built and we started doing things our way. And over the years, our taste has really changed. So that's sort of, you know, the art part of it. The other part is the science part of it. And that's where we actually do a lot of testing and stuff like that. So we take our wines after as soon as it becomes wine, and we send it off to a wine lab, okay? And then we have it measured for certain things. So I brought some handouts here today, and I'm not going to talk about what those all those things are, but you can come look at them. So on this sheet of paper is something that we send off to a wine lab. Actually, it's up in Napa, and they measure about 6 different things. And we hope that the initial numbers come out. Now, there's some things that may not come out right, and there's not much you can do about it, but there are certain things. Let's say it was a really warm year and the acids were really low in that wine. Well, you can actually add some acid to it to bring it up. So there are certain things that you can do to control the outcome of the wine, and that's what we do. So we actually do a lot of testing throughout the year. We want to make sure there's like a certain amount of sulfites that are in there, especially right before bottling. Sulfites actually help keep the wine clean and from oxidizing and aging. So that's one thing handout that when we start getting going here, you can take a look at. Another handout that I have is actually, what are all the chemicals that you use to make wine with? And so this is actually just a receipt of something from some year, that a 22 cab, and so we order all the chemicals and everything like that. And I'm not going to get into all the chemicals that we use, but there is a primary fermentation, you need chemicals for that, and then there's a secondary fermentation, you need chemicals for that. So you can just kind of, you know, check out, you know, a typical receipt for what we have on that. So the third part that it takes for to make wine is luck. and a lot of luck. So a couple years ago, we had this heat wave that came through over Labor Day. And it was, in all the years we've been making wine, it was the worst year that we ever had, because all the grapes just came incredibly ripe and there was not much we could do except add water to it. And a lot of people actually do that if they have to. So, but in any case, there's sometimes just spoilage. A lot of things can go wrong with Mother Nature, so there is a lot of luck that goes with it as well. The other thing that I'm going to talk very briefly about before we wrap up here is that we do enter our wines into different competitions. And so typically it's the California State Fair, and we've been doing that on and off for some years now. And so then we also enter some of the other fairs. The Orange County Fair is the other main fair for home winemakers, and then the Santa Cruz County Fair. So just to talk about last year, I think we entered some like 5 wines into the Santa Cruz County Fair. We got 2 double golds, I think, two golds and then like a bronze or something like that. We don't talk about the bronzes, but in any case, so very, very simply, what it is, when you enter something,
how do you get a double gold?
Okay, so just really quick, so what happens when you enter wine, if it's a cab, for example, it goes to 3 judges who blind taste it. They know nothing other than the fact that it's a Cabernet, and they'll score it. And what I have here too, you can take a look at, is a scoring sheet from a judge, and they'll go through a circle and they'll get you points. So theoretically, everybody that enters wine could all enter, you get a double gold. It's just not one person, okay? So it's a point total system. And so if 2 of the 3 judges agree that it's, let's say, a gold, then you get a gold. So you can have 2 golds and a bronze, you still get a gold. If all 3 judges agree that it's a gold, then it becomes a double gold. Okay, and then you can get, then what they'll take is all the Cabernets, and they'll say, well, of all the double golds, what was the best one of the Cabernets? And then that will get, let's say, the best red for the Cabernet. And finally, what they do is they take all the reds, and they find out what was the highest score red, and then they'll take all the whites and say, what was the highest score white? And then that will be the best of white for the red whites, and then the best of reds. And then they'll say, which is better, that one white or that one red? And then that becomes the best of show. Okay. So back in something like 2001 or something like that, we got the best of red. We lost out to the best of white. So, in any case. So you can see a couple scoring, the scoring example. So what we have is the chemicals that typically make up a wine, We have the wine analysis and a scoring sample. So, what question?
Is it available in powder form? You know, just add water.
just like water. So, what we have here, we're going to quit talking here. We have five wines. We're actually going to pour an order for those that want to go in that order. We're going to start with a Merlot that we got a double gold in the Santa Cruz County Fair last year. We have then we're going to go to a 21 cab from Sonoma that we got a double gold at the state fair in the Santa Cruz County Fair. And and then we're going to go to a 2019. It's the same vineyard. So for those that want to taste the wine that's just a couple years older, you can see the differences between these two wines. This got a gold. And then we have a wine that we're going to enter this month for this year's competition. It's actually a non-vintage. It's a blend of the 21 and 22. And then if anybody likes a Zinfandel, we have a Zinfandel here that's got just a little bit of Petit Sirah. So we talk about style. When we make a Zinfandel, we like to add just a tiny amount of Petit Sirah to it just to kind of round out the finish, you know. So these are the wines that we're going to pour in, and I think we should just quit talking and move on.
That was really terrific, and I can't wait to try them all. So I do want to say, because some people check, they only want white wine. The white wine and the sparkling Martinellis is right behind Bill there. And then after you're done tasting, we have more red wines. We didn't open the reds because we weren't sure how much, but they're there to be opened, right? And then just for those of you who are gluten-free, there are gluten-free crackers over there, and I included the box nearby so that you don't have to trust me that they're gluten-free. You can check it out. And everything else. And then Diane Holly made the strawberries that are dipped in chocolate. Okay. And one thing, restroom is right here. The garbage is right behind Beth, and the recycling is right behind Gail. And it seems so nice that I was thinking we would open the garage door.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
All right. So I'll do that, and we can still leave the chairs around, but at least there'll be fresh air in here. Okay, thanks. And let's drink.